Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There are a number of misconceptions which prevail the economic directives of Islam, and in particular the law of inheritance is something which needs to be understood in its totality. Because the Quran has mentioned this law in detail, we know in Surah Nisa the Almighty has ordained the shares of the inheritance of the deceased in a very detailed manner, so therefore they have to be adhered to and one cannot change these shares in any manner. The question now arises that can or will be made by the deceased in favor of the heirs for which the Almighty has fixed the shares, for whom the Almighty has fixed the shares. The answer to this question is that as far as the shares of the Quran are concerned, which the Almighty has fixed, they are based on that familial relationship which the heirs carry for the deceased or which the heirs have for the deceased, and they cannot be changed. And therefore, as the prophetic tradition emphatically says, La wasiyata lil waris. There is a will cannot be made in favor of the heirs of a deceased. So we cannot make a will, we cannot bequest any amount to the heirs. A deceased cannot do that as far as the familial relationship between his heirs and himself is concerned. Now, however, there can be other grounds on which he can make a will. For example, the heir could be a poor person. For example, there could be a situation in which one's wife, one could fear, she would not be looked after by her own heirs or by her own people who could look after her. So therefore, in such situations, when the issue is not a familial relationship, when you are not making a will because of your family relationship with that heir, you can, of course, make a will. And as I said, that ground would be different from that familial relationship ground. The ground would be either a service that heir has provided the deceased, maybe. It could be the fact that that particular heir has been left behind in the walk of life. He is deprived of something. So in such cases, the will can be made in favor of all legal heirs, and it should be understood that if a person makes a legal heir, he makes a will in favor of a legal heir on these grounds, he would not be annulling the issue of the Quran or the directive of the Prophet, which says that no will can be made in favor of an inheritor of an heir, because in that case, the will was made on the basis of that person's familial relationship with the deceased. However, in this case, in this particular case, the will is being made not on the basis of that familial relationship, but it is being made on some other grounds. For example, as I said, it could be some service provided by that heir. It could be because of some deprivation of that heir. It could be any other grounds on which that will can be made. However, it is clear that on the basis of the familial relationship, no such will can be made. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.